share in the secret.
They're getting ready for some of the white stuff in the east, but will it hang around for Christmas Eve and Christmas? Ooh, you know the song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas? That's when you like the snow. Ask the Midwesterners, even though they were freezing last week and the week before that, and a little bit still, it is worth it when it happens on Christmas, isn't it? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up a little bit later on the show, don't forget we have Nail the Score. It's your chance to win an incredible prize. Somebody nails this sucker, you're walking away with a cell phone, movie tickets, and a plethora of gift certificates to places to eat all over the country. So it's, like I say, it's an incredible Christmas present for somebody out there if you nail the score. Remember, keep the number handy, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. A couple of you emailed me and said, you don't give out the number enough. So here we are right from the get-go, weaving it in so that you've got it at least for the third hour because the phone lines get jammed up. Or you can send us your guesses in that hour on AmericaTonight.net. Coming up on this show, ooh, it's going to be so fun in this hour. We've got the head shrinker for ATN, Judith Barr, who hasn't joined us in a couple of months, to come on and kind of sum up what 2009 was like and now heading into 2010. Maybe we can get all of our collective minds together and keep it together swinging to another year. Then, a big surprise, as I'm going to get an on-air reading from an incredible lady who swears by numerology. You know, that's the new deal with a lot of people these days. It's not about the reading the cards or calling up Madame Cleo. It's about understanding numbers and how they affect things that you do or shouldn't do in your life, including how you should shop. Can you believe it? You could break it down to the whole shopping thing. So I'll be curious to find out what the scoop is there as well. And that's all in this hour. Plus, the big, fat, juicy headlines. It's the same things we've been talking about. You guys know this. You know, it's like gridlock when it comes to climate change. Nothing is coming out of Copenhagen. And it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, did it? Or one who got his numbers wrong. And there's nothing but discord. So it's going to be an interesting day with all the world leaders on hand. Once again, I think by the time President Obama leaves Copenhagen, I can't imagine that there's anything seriously solid that will come out of these very, very high risk. And that's a great way to put it. Climate talks. Absolutely. In the meantime, closer to home, some incredibly shocking news when it comes to an athlete. You know, when you hear, you just hear, well, a wide receiver, an incredible athlete who had some problems in his early days has died suddenly. And if you know nothing about football, you don't really understand, well, what are they talking about? What are they talking about when it comes to domestic violence? You know, I had somebody call me today and say, hey, what's the scoop on this guy? What happened? I thought he was getting it together, and I thought that the Bengals was the right place for him. And so there was some confusion as to what happened. Well, what happened was that Chris Henry, after falling out of the back of a pickup truck during a dispute with his fiance, they're calling it a domestic dispute, he fell out, must have hit his head, that's all I can think, and he dies a day later. And again, it had to have been an incredibly somber practice for these Bengals, who were in a great position this year to go into the playoffs and maybe go deeper into the playoffs, who knows. So a lot of people in that organization sounding off about the sad death of Chris Henry, including receiver Chad Ochocinco, who had a really, I was watching this, had a really fight off the tears. And here's what he said.
Chris was a very good, very good friend of mine, really extremely close. It's sad to see that it's come to this point. I just talked to Chris, I think it was Tuesday night we talked, called me, see how I was doing. based off of, you know, last Sunday's game and make sure everything was all right. You know, I told him I was good. And, you know, we talked before every game, and, you know, just say, you know, to go out there and handle your business. I don't know what else to say. You know, he's been doing everything right. He's been doing everything right. And my grandma always say, you never really question the man upstairs on the decision he makes, because he never makes mistakes. But I don't see how, you know, Christmas is supposed to go already, especially when you're on the right path. So, I mean, other than that, man, it's going to be next. That's it.
All right, so that's the thing. And this was a guy who had some troubles and really was, as Ocho Cinco says, on the right path, and the team was rallying behind him. And because of an injury, he wasn't with the team. Sadly, Cincinnati can clinch the AFC North with a win Sunday in San Diego. They're 9-4 on the season, and, you know, again, just a shocking thing that happened, because all of a sudden you knew it was bad. He fell out of the truck, and they said that he had suffered these severe injuries, life-threatening injuries. And when you heard that, you thought, wow, I wonder if this guy is going to be able to pull through or not. The Bengals are talking about, by the way, dedicating the season to the fallen receiver, Chris Henry. And we'll hear what more of the guys on the team had to say, actually the coach and the owner of the Bengals, as now they have to move forward and pick up the pieces. But pretty tough when you lose somebody who people were rooting for. He just was one of those guys, like I said, who had been in trouble, had some woes in college, and seemed to be getting his life together. But obviously there was a domestic problem with the fiance, which is what they're investigating, and as to why he fell out of that truck, what happened there, and all that other sort of stuff. So we'll bring that to you when we know, when we go back to Sports Shorts a little bit later in the program. And how about this strange story, as we talk about trying to snuff out terrorism and advancing in Afghanistan, more troops getting ready to be deployed, in fact being deployed as we speak, to be there before Christmas. And then the strange story bubbles up where the wife of Al-Qaeda's number two head honcho is urging Muslim women to help militants, even to the point of carrying out their own suicide missions. There was a statement that was released on Wednesday that was said to be from the wife of al-Zawahiri and Osama bin Laden's, of course, deputy and second in command, and again, encouraging women of the Muslim faith to jump on board and help with the jihad because it's part of an obligation. Boof, that's all you need. Let's push all the women into this thing, too, because you never know where those suicide bombings are going to happen in those marketplaces and whatnot. All right, coming up on the flip side, real excited about being joined by this next woman, a friend of the show, head shrinker for ATN, Judith Barr, around the bend.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Alright, the end of the year is the time when people start thinking about 2009, wrapping it all up, and pitching it forward to what's going to happen next year in 2010. It's resolution time. What's going to be different about the upcoming year? And maybe you're taking some time to think about it. Think about your goals. Think about it, how you can feel better, how you can physically feel better, emotionally feel better, the whole thing, financially, et cetera, just pulling it all together. I mean, isn't that the name of the game for everybody, if we're being honest? Of course, right? So here we are in America tonight, and she's one of my favorite people. We affectionately dubbed her the head shrinker of ATN. Judith Barr joins us now, and she's a noted psychotherapist, and you know, you can check out her stuff online, absolutely, and hopefully some of you have read Power Abused, Power Healed. Just terrific information. Judith, thanks for coming back on with us again.
It's my pleasure, Kate.
You know, we've, in the last couple of years, we've talked about all kinds of things, things that have made news, things that have stunned people. And I think within all of us, I mean, it's true, even if you have the most stoic man that I could think of in America, deep down, everybody wants to be better. We want to improve, right? That's a normal thing that we want to improve, right?
I think that within each of us someplace, whether we have access to it or not, there's a place in us where we want to grow, where we want to be better people. Yes, I agree with you.
So when we look at resolutions, how do we make resolutions and not break them this time and go back to the old habits? Because that's, I think, the toughest thing about doing the resolution deal.
Kate, I think of three things. I think that if you make a promise, and this is very different thinking, but I think if you make a promise, it's like a little child making a promise who can't fulfill the promise or who sometimes makes a promise with their fingers crossed behind their back. I think if we make a resolution, unfortunately, it's really become a joke. I think resolutions have become a joke. I think they have a connotation of you make them on New Year's Eve and then you fail. But I think the real chance we have to plan to do something that betters us and follow through on it is if we make a commitment. And if we make a full commitment, not just a half commitment. And what happens, Kate, people don't know about this. When you make a real commitment, what's going to happen next is whatever lives inside you that needs to be dealt with, resolved, or healed is going to come up for healing. But usually what people do is use that thing that comes up to justify breaking the commitment. So you want to hear an example?
I was just going to ask you that. Give us some examples of that. Absolutely.
Okay. You decide that you're going to stop eating sugar, and the following week, January 10th, let's say, is your birthday, and you don't know that your friends are having a surprise party for you. They have a surprise party, and they have cakes and pies and ice cream sundaes and banana splits, and everybody's encouraging you to have some of these goodies. And you decide that, well, here it is, and you really can't disappoint your friends, so you use the surprise party as a justification to break your commitment instead of going, all right, here's something that's come up. I have a chance to really hold my commitment. I'm having a lot of feelings about it, including letting down friends who have baked and cooked and gone out and bought ice cream cakes, and I have to stand my ground when they keep saying to me, oh, come on, have some. And I have to really deal with what it is in me that wants to please them instead of really taking good care of myself.
Oh, I love that example because I think that's what happens, and then you can blame it on the other people, you blame it on
right.
the event, etc., and you don't take responsibility, which would be easy to take responsibility and not, I'd say it'd be easy. Theoretically, it would be easy, but your example is wonderful. And that's a good one for physical, absolutely. What about when we look at the emotional side of our lives? And that's a tough one because, if you know this, this has been your life's work. It's tough to drag things out.
Yes. Well, if you really think about it, anytime you make a commitment, if something comes up that challenges your commitment or that makes you tempted to break it, it's because you're having feelings. So an example of that might be you're in a marriage and you find out that your first love is coming back to town, and all of a sudden all the feelings you had when you were a teenager or in your young 20s are coming up again. And you really want to see your first love, and when you do, you, like, fall in love with them all over again.
Mm.
And then you can use that as the justification to start playing games about the commitment you made to your marriage partner. Instead of looking inside and working with the feelings that are coming up. Why are these feelings for your first love, why do they have so much power that you might want to break your commitment to your partner? And if they have so much power, what's going on in your marriage that you need to deal with? What's going on in yourself in your marriage that you're not really feeding your marriage, that you're not really taking care of things inside you and with your partner that would help you keep the commitment?
Yeah, great, great example, especially these times with the divorce rates are so high. I'm sure you have your own thoughts on this too, but what I see is that people just flee from the commitments altogether. I'm tired of this. I don't want to face what's going on here. So poof, I'm just going to get out of it. And it's so, I hate to say this, maybe because I know a lot of lawyers, but it's so easy, sadly, Judith, to just disappear and get out of these marriages. It feels like a lot of people don't want to fight anymore.
Well, I think what's easy, and it's easy on the surface, it's easy in the moment, but it really isn't easy in our hearts and in our souls. But on the surface level, what's easy is to do whatever we find we can do to get away from the feelings that are coming up inside us.
Yeah.
And that, again, is the key, Kate, that if you've made a commitment, feelings are going to come up. Temptations are going to come up that you may say, see, that proves it, that I should never have made this commitment. Or, see, here's an obstacle that's in my way, and I'm just going to have to give up. And that's what people usually do. But how about if this year, instead of people doing that, you look at what is the feeling that's coming up in the face of this obstacle, or this thing I'm calling an obstacle, or in the face of the commitment I just made that I thought I wanted to keep, and how do I resolve this inside of me so I can take the next step in keeping this commitment, the next step in following through on this commitment.
Yeah, I think it's all of this is great to think about. So I bet that you're the one person, I bet you, Judith, if you make resolutions, I bet you keep them. That's putting you on the spot.
Well, I don't make resolutions, I make commitments.
There you go. That's the answer I was looking for, exactly. So that's the answer. Make the commitment instead and don't make frivolous resolutions.
Right, and make a full commitment, 100%
right.
commitment.
Right.
When I
absolutely.
Make a commitment, I give 100% to it.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And if something comes up in me, I work with it. I work through it. And that's what I help my clients do.
Yep. Work through it. Absolutely. Power abused, power healed. It's easy to find Judith on the Internet. Please go there and take advantage. It's a great website. Judith, thanks again for joining us on the air. We appreciate your time, as always, as we know it's late for you in the wee hours, but we have a lot of listeners who really love hearing you talk with us. So we wish you the best over the holidays and swinging into the new year.
And I wish you the same, Kate.
Thank you. All right, Judith Barr, she is a classy lady, great, great, great lady, because she's helping a lot of people. I mean, she's found that vein, I think, in what she just said right there. It's that commitment thing. It's tough to do. I mean, her example of the weight thing is pretty big, because that's in the beginning of the year, everybody runs to the gyms. The gyms are crowded. Everybody's jumping on Weight Watchers and whatever the diets are out there. Guys are pumping more weights. But then ultimately they wean themselves away from that and don't stick to what they originally said they were going to do. It's hard to do that. You got to just jump in, I guess, with both feet, right? We know about that. What about the commitments? From Washington, we talk about it all the time. All right, coming up on the flip side, Michelle Landers, and we're going to talk some interesting stuff here about numerology. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
The study of the science of numbers is fascinating. A lot of people are into numerology, and a lot of people are actually, when I say they're into it, they're understanding numerology. So joining us on AT, and she's putting her latte down right now. We had a, I mean, seriously, she had to take 5 cat naps so she could make an appearance on America Tonight, so we feel very privileged that she's so sought after. Michelle Landers, who knows this stuff backwards and forwards and has a book called The Tao of Numbers, is joining us now. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good. I'm wonderful, Kate. How are you? Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You sound wide awake, I do have to say.
Well, I decided that maybe the best thing would be to stay up and do a few things. So I ran off some charts, did some reading, did some cleaning up, baked some cakes. So I'm pretty awake.
I love that. We love it. Thank you. We appreciate it. The good thing
is we
do have a big audience, so that's the good thing. Let's talk about, before we jump into this, how did you get involved in numerology? What attracted you to it, and how did you learn about it?
Well, it was really very interesting. It was a quite circuitous route for me to be here today doing what I do, which is numerology. And quite a few years ago, I was in the medical field. Actually, I was in administration, but I was always much more interested in the clinical. And with that said, I worked with a neurosurgeon, and I was really interested with how the mind operated, and I was interested in the clinical aspects of it. And we opened up a pain clinic, and at that point, we did biofeedback. I don't know, are you familiar with biofeedback?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, it's something that you, if you hook certain electrodes up to the patient, they're able to monitor their pain impulses. So that opened up a new world for me, and believe me, it's leading to numerology, because I said, wow, you know, what is going on within the brain and what's going on within the mind. And right along that time, an oncologist that I knew was telling me about imaging with young children. And he was also very interested in this whole mind-body connection. With that, a friend of mine had taken me into Manhattan for a reading with a very, very famous numerologist, and perhaps some of your listeners will be familiar with the name Kevin Quinn Avery, and he was like the big kahuna of numerologists. And I went for a reading with him, and I was blown away. You know, my experience with readers up until that point was something kind of shrouded in mystery and, you know, back rooms and gypsies or, you know, something like that. It was very mysterious. This was very clear-cut, really to the point, very simple. And this man, this big man smoking a big cigar, sat down and gave me this incredible reading. But what that did for me is it opened up a whole new world of interest in Eastern philosophies, which this is very much tied into, and it was all connected at that time. I realized all the connection with the mind-body connection and Eastern philosophies, and I was on my way. That was it. So I started studying with him, and I was just amazed because, you know, just to back up a little bit, when you're in medicine, it's kind of linear, and there's not a whole lot of room for this kind of thinking. You know, prove it to me, show me the facts, it's got to make sense. So this was something that actually I could understand on a much deeper level why it made sense, because we know that the world, we know today that the world is made up of energy. And the energetic patterns that are produced by your name and birthday say something to me. I can decode that, and I understand what the energy is operating at the time that you were born. It's similar to astrology, but yet, you know, different, quite different. So that's kind of the short story of how I became involved and interested in numerology, and I have to tell you, it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I can tell. I love it when people have passion for what they do, and you definitely do. We talked earlier in the day, and I could certainly hear that in your voice. So what we did is that you've got my birth date, and you did a chart for me. You did a reading, if you will. And
correct.
I guess let's go through that a little bit, when what you learned.
Okay. Well, I'm always interested. You know, I love doing the names of people that I am not, you know, closely acquainted with, because when I do their name, all of a sudden I do become closely acquainted with them. But what I really like about it is I'm not biased when I'm doing the reading, because I really don't know who they are except for their name and their birth date. So it's really exciting. I like to do these kind of readings. And what I discovered about your name and your birth date is that, well, number one, your life path. And your life path is based on the total of your month, day, and year of birth. And from that, I receive some information about what is it, what path are you traveling in this life? How will you live your life? What type of opportunities will you have, challenges and lessons? And it tells you quite a bit just from your life path. So from your life path, what I came up with is that you are a two. Now, the two life path is about the diplomat, the peacemaker, someone who likes to cooperate, someone who likes harmony, organization, cooperation. They don't necessarily like to rock the boat, and they do like to have peace and harmony. Very sensitive as well. And usually they have a great sense of humor, even sometimes can be a little sarcastic, and enjoy music, the arts, and really need to live in an atmosphere of beauty, harmony, peace, and spirituality. Very hard worker and can be very much the perfectionist. Now, that was just one little piece that I came up with. So I have to ask you, does that sound a little bit like you?
Yeah, there's absolutely. There's a ton in what you just said that hits home for sure. The not rocking the boat, trying to be sort of the diplomat. in most situations in my life, that's absolutely what I would have been. I mean, even as a kid, for sure. So
okay.
It does carry through, yes.
So that is just one piece. That is just one tiny piece. Now, what I'll tell you a little bit more, and this colors, you know, when I do someone's chart, it's not just about one number. There are many, 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 many aspects that I interpret when I'm doing somebody's birth chart. So the other thing that I realize is that your expression, which is the total of your vowels and your consonants. Now, let me explain this. Each of the letters in your name has a numeric correlate. And so what I do, of course, is calculate the correlates for your vowels and the correlates for your consonants. So your expression is the total number value of your vowels and your consonants, and that's what we call the expression. And it's basically what you're expressing to the world. And just a little bit of additional information. Your first name is the very personal side of you. If you have a middle name, that has elements of your emotional side. And the last name would, of course, indicate family characteristics. But what we're just going to talk about right now is your expression. And your expression is a 3. And that's one of my favorite numbers because it happens to be a number that comes up in my chart many, many times. So I have an affinity for the number 3.
I love it.
And the number 3 is all about self-expression, artistic ability. And for a number 3, it's really imperative that you express in one form or another, however that is. You can be animated, friendly, imaginative. Basically, a 3 is full of personality. Mm-hmm. And people usually find you pretty charming.
Mm-hmm.
So you're enthusiastic. You have all this energy that is just naturally attractive to other people, and they want to be around you. And I will tell you that people probably feel energized just by being in your presence. And they do sense, you know, that you're caring nature and that you're very sincere. And you're very mm-hmm. clever, very quick-witted, and you have a good sense of humor. So does that sound a little bit like you?
No, you nailed it, totally.
So funny.
You did, yeah. Absolutely, 100%. That's what I would say.
Well, we have more. So should we go on?
Yeah, and I'm
okay.
Very quiet, and I'm a shrinking violet, right?
Right. Well, you have a lot of very interesting, or, you know, they're not really conflicting numbers, but you're very well-rounded. Let me put it that way.
Uh-huh.
They're very well-rounded. Now, your heart's desire is the inner you, and that's derived from the number value of your vowels, of your full name at birth. And it shows what your underlying urge is, what your motivation is, a little bit about what you'd like to or what you need to achieve in this lifetime. Probably a bit more about intention, I guess, behind many of your actions. So here we have the number 7. And I also love the number 7. In numerology, we usually refer to the number 7 as the number of God. It's a very, very, very spiritual number and quite interesting when it shows up on our physical plane. And so your heart's desire or your soul's urge, they're interchangeable with numerologists, tells me that you're quite analytical. And you really enjoy delving into the mysteries of life or going deep, you know. You have this very intense part of you within you, in your mind, that you want to enrich yourself. You like knowledge. You like information. And you're also very intuitive.
Mm.
And I'm not sure if you allow that to influence you, but you should.
Yeah, you know, somebody else has told me something similar to that. Hang on, Michelle, we're going to hold you over and pay a few bills and come back on the flip side.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heartbeat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, we're back on America Tonight with Michelle Landers, who is a well-known numerologist, and she did a reading for me. We thought it'd be fun. I know just a little bit about numerology, and it's interesting how you can take numbers and learn so much about people. I know a lot of people around me, serious business people, I couldn't say their names on the air. In fact, one very, very well known who was like Michelle, knew, didn't know very much about it, fell into learning more about it, and has done business this way and became even more successful because there were just days that he avoided, and then there were days that he knew they were good days for him, and he would have meetings and whatnot on those days. And he's extremely, extremely well known. He probably wouldn't care if I said his name, but I don't want to say his name without asking his permission, because who knows? Sure. And everybody be calling him up and asking him about it. Well, so Kate Delaney said on America Tonight that this is how your life has gone, and that would be bad. So without the permission. So we were in the middle of you were doing a reading for me, and you were talking about that I should listen to my gut, basically.
Absolutely, because you have really, really good intuition.
Yeah.
And you should really pay attention to it. You know, many times we don't. We get confused about what's our intuition or what's our emotion, or we have these thoughts and we go, oh, that's crazy. And let me tell you something. We need to pay more attention to our intuition. And for you, with your soul urge or your heart's desire, which is the number 7, you have excellent intuition, and I think you probably do listen to it, though. Do you not?
I do, but I can't say that I always did. I think that I'm the prime example of people telling me to do that, and when I didn't, it was that horrible results. Never, whatever it was, I mean, it could be anything. It was just, it didn't work out. If I ignored what my intuition was telling me, it wasn't, you're right, it wasn't good for me. So I do pay attention to my initial feelings, because that's what it is. You're right. I think in anything, in sports, in politics, in our everyday life, in our work life, in our personal life, I mean, it's normal for man, woman, child, whatever, you have those feelings, those intuitions, and a lot of people do, you're right, a lot of people do ignore them, and sometimes it can get them in trouble.
It does. And you know what's funny? It's called, you know, we call it our gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And why do we say gut? And I found out something very interesting. There is an organization out in California, I don't remember exactly where it is, but it's called Heart Math. Perhaps you've heard of it?
Mm.
Have you? No? Well, anyway, there's been a lot of studies done on the fact that in different organs of our bodies, we have like little brain cells. And when your gut, you feel certain things in your gut, or even, you know, your heart, but when you feel certain things in your gut, there is a certain intelligence there that's being activated in different situations where you have a feeling about something and you feel it in your gut because it has these little brain cells that are telling you, do this or don't do that. And I'll tell you a really, really quick, I'll try to make it really quick.
Sure.
Probably about a little over a year ago, I was supposed to go to an I Can Do It conference, a Louise Hay I Can Do It conference, and I was scheduled to go with this other person. Long story short, at the very last minute, some things had come up, and I said, you know, don't think I'm going to be able to make it with you. I'm going to drive over there myself. And before I was leaving, I got this feeling, this message or whatever in my head that said, call this certain person. And I thought, you know, she's also is out here. She has a radio program and everything. And I said, you know, it's so hard to get a hold of her. And why should I call her? Now I'm talking to myself, okay? I'm having this conversation. And I go, well, why should I call her? And they say, well, in my mind, I hear, well, you know, if she answers the phone and she's accessible, obviously you're meant to call her. I did call her, and the short version is we met at this conference, and the upshot of the whole thing was I was working on a TV project at the time, and I was really looking to connect with someone else, and because of that phone call to her a year later, now I was hooked up with somebody else, and we just shot a couple of segments for this TV show, and it would have never happened this way, or I doubt it would have happened this way if I didn't follow my instincts at that time.
Wow. So that's it. So you could have easily blown that off, which is what most people would do, and then here it turns out that you end up doing a TV thing as a result.
Absolutely, and believe me, my first impulse, you know, initially when I had this thought, you know, call her. Her name is Deirdre. Call Deirdre. I thought, you know, no, I'm not going to call her. Why am I going to call her? And, you know, in my head it said, listen to your intuition.
Yeah.
And I had no idea where it was going to go. So I always encourage people, pay attention to your thoughts for many reasons. I'm also a law of attraction coach, and I tell people that really pay attention to your thoughts, where they're going all the time. Because, you know, we have a lot of negative thoughts, unfortunately, and we want to shift that. You know, if you pay more attention to what's going on in your head, you'd be really surprised at what is going on there and what's running back and forth. It's like all these wild monkeys, you know,
right.
So you want to kind of train them a little bit.
Right, I absolutely agree with you. Well, the whole reading was absolutely fascinating, and thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I thought when you and I talked, we'll have you come back on, and we'll have you do it with some listeners too, as well, for fun. But I thought this would be to talk about how you work the number thing. Matt Johnson, Matt, say hello. Are you there?
Hello, yes, I am here.
Matt?
And Matt is the technical director for America Tonight. He was born on December 3rd, 1981.
Okay, so you want me to do some calculation?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say that. All right. I'm sorry, December 3rd.
Mm-hmm. 1981.
Okay, let's see what we can come up with.
He's not a 3 or a 7. I'm kidding.
Wow.
He said, wow.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. 9, 8. Okay. Well, Matt has a 6 life path, okay? Mm-hmm. And a 6 life path is someone who is also very responsible. Very dependable. They're like the helpmate of people, you know, mm-hmm. they like to help. Mm-hmm. He probably really appreciates, beauty in some form or another. And of course, I'd have to look at his whole name and his whole chart. But he's a very kind person, very determined. I think he carries a lot on his shoulders. I think he does a lot for other people as well. He's always willing to help. Does that sound a little bit like Matt?
Matt, does that sound like you?
Eerily familiar. That's
good.
That's like dead on.
Yeah, I think it's dead on, too. I think it's dead on, too. I think he's very dependable. He's been very dependable for me. Excellent. I can tell by the conversations Matt and I have had, he's very kind. And I think that does fit. So it fits like a glove, huh? Number 6.
Number 6. He probably could have been a psychologist, too, you know, because he likes to give advice.
Yeah, that's good. See, he's saying, yeah, absolutely. It's amazing.
Right
can,
on. That's, yeah. That's kind of weird.
It is. I knew it.
That's the reaction. It's amazing. That's the reaction from a lot of people. You know, how is that, you know, how are you doing that, you know? It really is amazing. But when you understand the world as this energy soup, or when you understand that this is all about quantum physics, which is a whole other area that we could go into,
right.
But, you know, that's, you know, getting a little bit deep, then it does make sense. Because
right.
If everything has some type of energy field attached to it,
mm-hmm.
why not even, you know, if notes on a piano do, why not numbers and names, you know? And as I said, what we're really talking about, though, is the quantum world here.
Right.
And that's why it makes sense.
Absolutely. And we'll have you back on to do that. But we've got like a minute left, Michelle, and you have this really cool holiday angle deal where you can make the most of trying to pick out gifts and that kind of stuff. If people want
right.
to get a copy of it, where do they email you?
Okay, they can email me at Michelle with one L, MICHELE,
mm-hmm.
Landers, LANDERS,
mm-hmm.
at bellsouth.net.
Bellsouth.net. Yeah, do it, because this is a really cool article that you put together about getting, you know, no more anxiety. Just go out
right.
and get the perfect
just,
gift for the perfect person. You
right.
can just put them together and not worry about it. Michelle, you were a delight. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Hope to speak to you soon.
And we will. We'll talk to her down the road in the future. I'd like to take other people's names, like take some world leaders and put them together and see what she comes up with there, wouldn't you? Send us an email, americatonight.net.